Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and welcome to another episode of the Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. My guest today is guitarist Bo Sammons.
Hello.
Bo, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, I believe that the band's name is the Alex Choland Band.
That's right. It's the Alex Choland Band, T-A-T-B for short. Choland is spelled T-J-O-L-A-N-D, but it's pronounced Choland.
Okay. Now, I can pretty much guarantee that no one in a spelling bee could get that right.
Unless they're in a spelling bee in Norway.
Well, let's start with you.
All right.
Who is Bo Sammons? Rumor has it you have a day job.
I do. I'm a lawyer. I live in the middle of the state of Georgia, and I have in a place called Warner Robins. It's a town of about 120,000 people, and I have a general litigation practice. And I do domestic work and criminal work and personal injury work and all different kinds of cases that go to court. But then my heart is in making music.
How did you get involved in music? You know, music and litigation don't seem to be, really good bedfellows.
Well, I played the guitar some when I was a kid, you know, like in my teens. And then I just kind of quit until I went to law school in my late 20s, and I would do, you know, law school is real stressful, and I would do two things to sort of ease the stress. One was watch horror movies, and I don't know why, but that just, I guess, took my mind off law school. But the other thing was to play the guitar, and I just started playing the guitar a lot, and over the years, started playing with other people and eventually started playing, you know, in a band.
Okay, so there's this new CD. I'm not sure if it's been released or it's about to be released, Silent Revelry.
Right. It's being... I guess you could say it's being released now. You know, we're an independent band, so we don't have a record company that's going through a release process, but we're releasing it across the world right now. We got reviewed in Belgium today, which was pretty interesting. but we are releasing the album across the world, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. I think we should play a track.
That'd be great.
I love Christmas music.
Yeah.
How do you feel about me playing Silent Night?
That would be great. We wanted to start the record with a traditional Christmas song. So we took Silent Night and we did our own arrangement, and then I wrote a chorus to go with it. And it turned out, we were real pleased with it. It turned out well.
Oh, okay. Let's talk more on the backside.
All right, great.
Oh,
have heard a gazillion versions of Silent Night, but I'm not sure I've ever heard one like that.
I hope that's a good thing.
Oh no, it's a very good thing. Right. Who else is in the band?
Well, our singer is Rachel Elkins, and, of course, Alex Choland is our drummer. His brother, Eric Choland, is our bass player. And then that wonderful piano player that you heard, that's a woman named Delisa Kaiser. And then I play the guitar. And then there's a fellow named Bruce Witten. You could hear him on the electric guitar in that song. He comes, Bruce will play with us some, and he records with us. And that is the band. And, of course, me.
Okay. So I have to ask the question. Why a Christmas-themed album?
Well, I guess there are two reasons. First, I thought that it would, well, there's not a lot of new Christmas music out there. There were three pretty big acts last year that had Christmas records come out, and I don't think they had any original music. So I thought it would be kind of fun for the band to write some Christmas music. You know, I like Christmas, and it's a lot of fun, and I thought it would be interesting to write some Christmas music. And I thought that, you know, if we could write some really good Christmas music, maybe we could put out a Christmas standard that people would listen to every year, which would, you know, be a great thing. And then there was a lady in our church who asked if I would write a song for Christmas, and so and that song is God in Us, Emmanuel, which is on the record, and that kind of got it rolling. So we're trying to, you know, I tried to make commercial Christmas music. so
you've mentioned church several
mm-hmm.
times. You're obviously an active member of some church.
Yeah, I go to a Methodist church here in Warner Robins, Christ United Methodist Church.
All right. Another. Let's go to another track while I try and figure out what I'm going to ask you. What are your favorite tracks from the album?
Well, my favorite tracks, I like all of them. I really like the song "An Angel Said to Mary," and what I really like about it is we really struggled to record the song, and we tried it as a band song, and it just didn't work. Then we tried it with acoustic guitars and piano, and it just wasn't working. And Delisa Kaiser is just a tremendous keyboard player, and of course Rachel's a great singer, and so we took all the tracks off except the piano and the voice, and then Delisa added strings through a keyboard that was playing through a computer program that would replicate strings, and I thought that it just came out. You know, the only people playing on it are Rachel and Delisa. But I just thought, I think it's just a beautiful song, and they did a great job, and I really like that song.
Okay. I'll tell you what, why don't we play it?
Oh, that'd be great.
That is a very, very pretty song.
I was real pleased with the way it came out. I thought Delisa and Rachel just did a wonderful job with it.
I'll be honest with you. This CD is way more than just a Christmas CD. I'm going to ask you some hard questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right. Well, no, they're not really hard. Yeah, I'm going to do the usual harmless thing of where can people find the CD?
Right now, the CD is available on cdbaby.com. And it's also available on Amazon. You should be able to, if you go to either one of those places and put in the Alex Cholin Band or TATB, you should be able to find the music. And the music is supposed to be on iTunes just within days. So it should shortly be available on iTunes. And I can't say I really understand why it's taken so long to get on iTunes, but it should be available on iTunes any day.
Do you ever play live? And I already know the answer to that.
Yes, we do play live. We've played a good bit recently. We get out and play. And, I think Keith Richards said you're not really a band unless you get out and play live. So we love to do that and try to get out and do it as much as we can.
And, you have a great PR guy behind you.
Yeah, Billy James. Yeah.
Yep. And I'll give him a shout out.
Right, but, yeah, Glass Onion PR.
You're right. But, yeah, I thought the CD was deeper than what he suggested I play. For instance, I loved Blind Man.
Well, thanks.
Is there a story behind that?
Well, the Blind Man is essentially John 9, the book of John, verse 9, from the Bible. And, sometimes when I write songs, you're looking for an idea, you've got the music, and you just sort of, things are kind of percolating in your head about what to, what to do lyrically. And John 9 is it's interesting because what happens in John 9 is that Jesus is on the road with his disciples, and they come across a blind man. And at that time, if you were blind or you were lame or you had leprosy, what people thought is that you had that condition because either you had sinned or your family had sinned. And the disciples asked Jesus, why is this man blind? Because he sinned or because his father sinned? And Jesus said, this has nothing to do with sin. This man is here so that I can show you that I am the Messiah. And Jesus took dust from the earth, and he spit in it, and he made a paste, and he put it on the blind man's eyes. And because the blind man had said, I know who you are. I want you to heal me. Please heal me. And so he put the paste on the blind man's eyes and told him to go wash in the pool at Siloam, and then his sight would be restored. And so the those verses, and Jesus told the disciples this man was healed by his faith. And so those verses are about faith. And I had read that, and it kind of, I guess it resonated with me. I think it's important to have faith in your life, and not just faith in God or faith in Christ, but, you know, faith in other things. And it's a story about how important faith is. And so musically, I had been listening to really a lot of Bruce Springsteen. And Bruce Springsteen plays a lot of songs where he goes major chord, minor chord, major chord, minor chord. And that's kind of what Blind Man does. And so lyrically, that's what it's about.
I just think it's an interesting song.
Well, thanks.
Do you all contribute to a song, or does one of you, and that would probably be come up with the theme and everyone goes along?
Well, I write the lyrics to the songs, and I come up with a basic musical format. I play the guitar, and I'll come up with a riff or a chord progression that I like, and I will write a song. And then I take that to Delisa and Rachel and to Bruce Whitten. And Bruce is just there's some songs that have some really amazing electric guitar on them. And that's Bruce. And, Bruce will kind of help with the writing of the music. He'll play lead guitar and just do a tremendous job. Delisa will, like the song we just listened to, An Angel Said to Mary, I don't play the piano and could not compose that beautiful piece of music that she composed, but I wrote the chord progression, and then Delisa composed a piece of music over that. And then I will sing Rachel a melody, and then she takes what I've done and she will, embellish on it and really do a real melody. So I write the words, I come up with a basic musical format, and then we collaborate and put it together.
Okay, I know we're running short on time, but there's one more track I would love to play.
That'd be great.
Magazine.
Yeah, I love that song.
All right. Let's talk about this on the other side of
right.
Of playing.
Tree frogs are screaming on the magazine. On the front porch at Tracy's with the beauty queen. Holding hands in the garden through the afternoon. There's salt in the air, the sun breaks the gloom, and I'm dreaming. Got my voodoo mojo at the Bourbon Orleans. They got ghosts in the ballroom, beauty queen. Cut your eyes at the chandelier. See the quadroon in a finery standing there. She's screaming. On magazine, there's nothing to do but live this life and love this. Wanna be in this world in the afternoon. On magazine, magazine with you. Tiny Doris, they're playing their tunes on Rue Royale violin, singing for you. He's crescent. Memories are burning my brain. I'm living in my head and going insane. to you. Henri with his doorknobs, they're not for sale. You watch him all day, you can't make bail. Like magazine in the afternoon, you soak it all up, you can't take it home with you. Oh, magazine, there's nothing to do but live this life and love the zoo. Wanna be in this world in the afternoon. Magazine for you. Ain't that the way this life goes? Starts out fast and never gets slow. Ain't that the way the magazine rolls? You just got here and it's time to go. City bus, having cold drinks in the heat and the dust, and dreaming. Got my voodoo mojo at the Bourbon Orleans. They got ghosts in the ballroom, beauty queen. Cut your eyes at the chandelier. See the quadroon and a fine ring standing there. She's waiting.
Get inspired to write a song, go to New Orleans.
Do you do a lot of songwriting?
Yeah, I guess that I do. I'm working on another record now that'll probably come out in the spring, which is it's more in the vein of Magazine. It'll be a sort of a Americana record that's actually has a couple of songs on it that mention New Orleans and some other places there. But
hey, we're only about 30 miles north. If you head down here, head up here.
What town are you in?
It's a little place called Picayune.
Okay, yeah. I can't say that I've been there, but well, I'm trying to talk my wife into going back in June. If you go in the summer, it's so hot that they'll practically pay you to come down there. But you know, it's just hot as it can be here. So, would you rather be hot here or hot in New Orleans? I'd rather be hot in New Orleans. I can go to Pat O'Brien's and cool off.
where are you based out of?
We are in Warner Robins, Georgia, which is just about 20 miles south of Macon.
Ooh. Okay. Bo, I really want to thank you for taking time out.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And hopefully we can talk again.
Yeah, I would love to. And next time I come to New Orleans, I'm going to call Simon Barrett and make him come meet me. I'll buy you a Voodoo Mojo at the Bourbon Orleans.
Woohoo! That sounds scary. But I mean, seriously, Bo, I do wish you all of the best with the music.
Well, thank you. It's
great.
Well, thank you.
Your new CD is just cracker.
Thank you. And let me thank Joey Stuckey for producing it. He's a musician and a producer in Macon. He has a studio called Shadow Sound Studios. And all the background vocals that you hear, Joey arranged and Rachel sang, and he plays guitar on the last song on the record is a little kind of a surf instrumental, and Joey plays lead guitar on that. And just a tremendous guy.
Okay. That's great, but let's explain a little bit more about Joey.
Yeah.
I happen to have bumped into him before.
Yeah, yeah.
isn't he blind?
Yeah, Joey's blind. Joey's just a tremendous musician. He had a jazz record that was out, I think, last year called Mixture, that went to number 9 on the college jazz charts. And Joey is one of those people who just has an innate sort of understanding of music. And he's a great producer.
He certainly is. I think I interviewed him 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he, mind. It doesn't stop me.
Now, I was trying to get him to bill himself as Blind Joey Stuckey, because I think that, you know, people would respond to that, but he said, I can't do that. But he's great.
Joey is it is just a wonder.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know how he does it, but he is darn good at doing it.
Oh, yeah, he really is. He does a tremendous job for us.
Oh, okay. Have to hang this call up, because my wicked witch, you know, is telling me, you know, stop it now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Simon.
Thank you. And you have a great day. And please do give my absolute best to the other people on this album.
All right.
It's a wonderful, wonderful CD.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.